back to the cast you've been waiting for quite a long time. It's been about a good month, but you know, we had to make sure that we got back. We didn't forget about you guys. I hope you guys didn't forget about us. I mean, how could you though? It's the Smooth Brothers. The internet's not right unless you get that bass in our voice to come hit you back again. Isn't that right, Tyrone?
That's right, that's right. You know, we always bring that smoothness up to y'all, man. So what's going on? What's good? I know it's been a minute. I know y'all missed us, but guess what? We back here for another Smooth Brother cast. So we got a lot of good new information. Got, you know, what's been going on, where we've been, some deck ideas, some new developments in my case with Magic, all kind of crazy stuff, man. So it is definitely going to be a crazy, crazy show. But before we get into all that good jazz there, Marcel, what's up, man? How you been, my brother?
Man, I've been doing good. I got my journeymanship card yesterday, so I officially got sworn in, so I'm basically set for life. I'm a made man. I got a job that I can fall back on, you know, pretty much for the rest of my life, which is a great thing, as long as I, you know, maintain good work ethic and handle business. So to me, that's a great thing, and I've just been busy with that, trying to get that together, so I've been kind of just out of Magic for the past month. But, you know, but modern season, you know, PTQ season is, I believe, starting right now, or we should be in the middle of it. So I'm going to be starting grinding some modern. Scotty Mack, him and Jason, Real Evil Genius, they got a little group going together, modern group, and now I can start to participate. I haven't been able to participate, so I'm going to be diving into modern and try to knock out some events, see if I can win a PTQ or something, you know. So
Now is this all online, or is this they're going through places to do it?
This is going through places this season. So if you go to your shop, they're gonna have modern PTQs at your shop. It's gonna be modern season, be the FNMs and whatnot. So yeah, it's gonna be modern for quite a little while. I gotta look it up the exact dates. I probably should know this information.
Yeah, I probably should, but who cares?
Exactly.
Just roll with emotions, man. Hell, like I said, if it ain't dire, I need to know now, man. Forget it. Just let it ride, my brother. Just let it ride.
I feel you. You know, it's just like I almost feel like I'm getting back into Magic because I haven't really played much Magic this year. I just been, you know, trying to just grind out this work, really knock this out so I can make sure I get what I had to do. And now I got the opportunity. It feels like, you know, I just got done with school. Like, and so now I got an opportunity to play a lot more Magic, and I'm just like, yes, what am I going to get into? Standard doesn't look too fun, but we got, you know, Vintage Masters coming out, and I'm going to be playing some Modern, so it looks like, you know, that's where I'm going to be dedicating a lot of my time. What about you, Tyrone? What's going on for you? How you been past?
Man, it's been hectic, man. The job that I was with over at AT&T, they decided to close the doors on that department, though, but yeah, it sucks, but way that I see things happening nowadays is things happen for a reason. Reason being is because I know, let's see here, it's not gonna work. How our economy is going now, how hard it is to find jobs, stuff, but I always believe things happen for a reason. When things happen for reasons, it's just been happening away. So the week that I found out I was losing my job, I went and I was on something, and I decided, you know, just to think about looking at school. Well, the school that I was looking for called me and gave me all the right informations, and I was able to use my VA school loan and stuff, and I got all that stuff in there, man. And now I'm going back to school and the type of schooling that I'm doing, I'm using a certain part where that I get a housing allowance, so I get my unemployment housing allowances, you know, with my regular VA. So I mean, I'm not hurting. I mean, I'm doing better than most people who are not getting jobs right now. Right now, I think most of them is going to concentrate on working and getting all that kind of stuff done there as well. So
that's good to hear. You know, I mean, getting yourself reapplying yourself, figuring it out, going back to school, you know, and bringing next level in yourself and bringing it to the next level is a great thing, you know. And, you know, if you get in this opportunity, yeah, it sucks that you lose your job. And I know it's probably going to, you're not going to, the finances doesn't sound like it's bad, but it's not going to be as good. But, you know, when you get through this and you get done with the school, all of a sudden, you know, it's like, yes, I'm glad I put that time in. I'm glad this did happen the way it did. Blessings come in all different shapes, forms, and fashions. You just don't know how it happens. You know, you just got to take it when it comes.
That's true. That is so true. And I mean, I'm doing my best to do my best to do that. But like I said, as of right now, I'm just rolling with the punches, man. And they don't hurt too bad right now. So I guess, you know, I got nothing really much to say or complain about this time.
But that's good to hear. So what you've been playing, though, magic-wise? That's what people want to hear.
Oh, boy. All right, let me get close to the mic for this one here. Hold on. Let me do this here. Okay, here we go. All right, people. As many, many years as you know that I've been heavy on standard. Well, like I said earlier, things happen for a reason. Well, you know, losing the job, mostly not playing, not, you know, having the money, everything from there. So I have, you know, like I said, I always been budget-wise. So basically what I'm saying is that I have been brought over to the dark side. I am now majority, now a legacy and modern player. Standard's pretty much as... What? Yeah, I know. Title on standard. Yeah, it's just... Now, it's just not a good time. It's just not a good time right now. And now all I play is legacy and modern online, man. I just get on there, want to play Magic, boom, done. I'm there.
Hold up. Wait. What happened? Wait. It's been a month, and all of a sudden he's like, no more standard. I'm just playing modern and legacy. That's an awesome place to be at right there. I'm glad hear that, Tyrone.
Yeah, it is. It works out well.
So basically, Legacy, you're playing that Painterstone deck that we were talking about. I forgot what episode. It might have been like 7, I believe, or 6.
Yeah.
So you've been playing with that. How do you like the deck? What about it? What do you like about the deck?
Standard, but Legacy is just it's more room to do things. Way more room to do things. It's no standard, you know, you're always trying to, you know, keep up, compete, this and this, but now there's no need to in Legacy. I mean, I can just pick up, it's, when in standard, you always gotta keep with the, you know, common cards coming in and keep with the decks, buying more cards. But what I come to find out is that when you just buy small things on sale, majority over time, it just makes everything better. And that Painter's deck is just, It's just the science behind the deck, man, is on point. You know, just choosing the right color. Make sure you get through to the right, you know, the right person. Everything, I mean, every single thing is the major thing that's going on here. So, I mean, that's the main thing I'm looking forward to right now. So, it's, you guys were right. You know, Scotty Mac, Maddie, Kevy, you know, my homeboy Chris, you know, back here in my town, man, everybody was right. So you need to, you know, play some standard, but you need to get away from it, man. And personally, it's just, you know, to say, I know it's not going to go away, but it's to say that if standard were to drop off and everything else be where it is, I wouldn't be sad now.
I hear you, brother. I hear you.
That's all I have to say about that. So
yeah, like I've not played maybe a standard game since January or December, actually. I don't think I'll play standards this year. I might have played some bullshit deck that's not a real deck, but yeah, I to me, the standard is the mono devotion decks has killed it for me. Like, you know, we just got off Ravnica. I'm going to play multicolor decks, and I don't want to play mono decks, and I don't want to play the same decks again and again and grind it out. Ah. So yeah, I'm glad that you saw the light. I'm glad you came to the other side. Magic is great here. Now, I do want to get back into playing standard myself, and I'm probably going to wait until post-rotation, so probably like November, December.
Yeah, it's no rush right now, because it's, like I said, the diversity of it is not that hard right now.
So. Yeah, and the thing that I've learned myself is, like, it's good to play Magic, but focus in on one or two decks or three decks, you know? Mm-hmm. There's too often that I will jump around, play this deck, and then I get bored with it, play this deck and get bored with it, play this deck and get bored with it, which is not a bad thing when you, especially when you're brewing. Like, you know, you should always brew and have fun, but you should always go back to your core decks and try to just learn how to play those decks good. Especially like, you know, like hearing Scotty Mac talking about Modern, he's like, it's a format where repetition pays off, where you if you know the deck well, it doesn't matter, you know, if you bring a good deck and you know how to play the deck well and you know how to play against other good decks, like, you're going to do well. It doesn't, and that's where I want to be legacy is like that as well. Like, you know, if you know a deck well, you bring it to there and you sideboard, right? Like you're going to take it down. Standard's a little less. It's about, that's not as common, but so, you know, so like that's cool because it allows you to save money. If you're just able to go in on one of these decks and really, you know, tune the deck, you can save money instead of buying all these random cards and then, you know, and then play well, and then you might win stuff out of it. So I don't know. I'm trying to refocus of where, what I want to get out of Magic and, you know, my time spent. And, you know, Standard will have its time, Modern will have its time, Legacy will have its time. And when the season comes, I'm going to focus in on the season, and I could care less about Standard because Modern's in right now. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. All they have to say is that, because I'm experiencing this right now, is that online and paper playing is two totally different beasts, because I swear the magical online elf trolls me so hard. This gives me, this stuffs my butt full of land, and I can't crap out nothing else. I swear, man, but on paper I get all the creatures were getting on land, so I don't know what it is, but that's one thing I found out mostly in in Standard, but when I'm playing Modern or Legacy, I normally don't get land bitten like this.
Huh.
I don't understand it. So I mean, it makes no sense at all. So, but like I said, besides that, man, yeah, it's just it's nice because like I said, I can go through all my old boxes and get a deck and throw it together and. You know, and like so the main thing that this is how serious I am about it. What I want to do is now is that majority of everybody knows I'm more of like blue white, blue black Esper, basically. I'm gonna say Esper type, but I'm looking to move on from there to something else. So maybe a bug or mono, or was it a blue green? Blue green, something like that in that base, two color. You know, something based in there, you know, I want to do something different because way that I seen that how Modern is, if you're looking to play the same type of decks, same type of base decks, you want to stick with Modern though. But if you got that bug where that you just want to experience new things, then you want to step down off that one and try other ones. So I would definitely do that. So
yeah, I hear you got to expand the horizons a little bit, try something different. You never know what you may like or what you may find.
Exactly.
Yeah, so for Modern right now, I saw this deck. So I was playing some of the Jund. They had the Flame Speaker Adept, which is that, mm-hmm. you know, that mythic that it got from Journey into Nyx, which is a 1/3 with double strike. And whenever you attack an opponent or you do damage to an opponent, then you get a card off the top of your library and right. you may play it. I think that card is sick as fuck. But, so I was like, I gotta play this. So I had, you know, most of the junk, so I was able to play some games, but I ran into this deck. It was a mono blue deck that played a bunch of, take extra turns. So Time Warp, Temporal Mastery, and then Walk the Eons. And then they had the Dictate Akufix and like a Howling Mind. So basically, you know, cards would be drawn back and forth, but they would, you know, take extra turns, so they would draw more cards and then counter pretty much anything that came out, bounce stuff. They had Giga Drowse to be able to tap down your land so that you basically were time walking yourself, and it's just won by grinding you out. And I could not beat the deck with the Jund one, because the Jund, with that version of the deck, like you get incremental advantage over time, and this deck, if it gets enough time to go off, it can just go off and you will not get another turn again. And I was like, yeah, I gotta play this deck. So I was trying to find some lists, so I was able to put it together a little bit, and it's not super, I mean, the most expensive card in there is the Cryptic Command. They got four Cryptic Commands, but by and large everything else is super cheap, so you can probably get by. Besides the Cryptic Commands, everything else is maybe just a few bucks, maybe 20 bucks, 30 bucks at the most. But, so I suggest checking out, go down the list real quick. It's got, four Temporal Mastery, two Walk of the Eons, four Time Warps, four Cryptic Commands, a Jace Belrin, four Dictates of Akufix, a Laboratory Maniac, which is one of his win conditions, or his main win condition, You got two remands, you got two telling times, four serum visions, and four giga drows. It also has this, I found a version that uses green. They got different ways that you can get, additional Howling Minds, but this one used Rites of, Flourishing, which allows you to draw an extra card and play a land, which I found to be very, very effective when you're taking all these extra turns, doing double lands and then drawing extra cards. It's like you're getting two turns out of one. So I liked how that played out. And then one Elixir Immortality to prevent yourself from decking yourself. And this basically displays all islands.
Yeah, this that card is a global card. Elixir has a global card.
Yes.
And play in every single format. That's especially like mills. See, that's one thing you hate about when you go against a mill deck. You know, they pop out, you're like, dang it. And you can't destroy it before it's too late. So you got no counters. But yeah, you're exactly right. The Howling Minds is definitely, if you don't want your deck, that's definitely what you want.
Yeah, it works out, guys. I mean, you will deck yourself. And I mean, the win condition is Laboratory Maniac. So if that gets taken away into your graveyard, so if you play against a million deck, you can get probably lose your win condition, or if someone knows how to just pull that out, then you're gonna have a hard time winning. You're gonna have to win with Elixir Immortality and basically milling out your opponent or decking them through Jace and the Dictator Crew Fix, and just like, yeah, it's, I don't know, I think yeah, it's a little fragile for that reason, so I don't like that. But hey, you know, the deck's fun to play with and it's cheap and it's grindy. I like grindy decks. I like to make people just miserable. I don't know.
Nothing wrong with that at all. And you said, Howling Minds, great card. Now, yeah, the Laboratory Maniac, explain someone who, like me, who never really fully understand, how does that card work?
Well, so Laboratory Maniac is two colorless and a blue for 2/2 creature human wizard. And it says, if you would draw a card while your library has no cards in it, you would win the game instead of losing.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you normally when you draw, if you're forced to draw a card and there's no cards in your library, you know, like if basically you're playing against a mill deck, that's mm-hmm. That's how a mill deck wins, is that they take your entire library and put it into the graveyard. And when you draw a card with no library, you lose the game. That's one of the win conditions. Well, he completely switches the win condition. So if you were to draw a card and lose the game, you win the game instead. So because you're drawing so many cards, like there's been many times that I've gone down to like one card in the deck. I had a different win condition. I had Thassa as a win condition mm-hmm. before. But I realized, the problem with that is like, it's a damage based thing. So you run out of enough turns, and if they were to gain life, or say they were to combo out with a pod and do the Malira pod, they could win through life and you wouldn't be able to win. Whereas this, flat out, you'll win the game. So I think the Laboratory Maniacs is a better way of, as a win condition for this deck. Mm-hmm. That's what was cool, because it was like another Howling Mind in a way, because Scry, you get the Scry every time you did a turn, so the Scry would act almost as a drawing a card. So it was a win condition as well as an engine, which I thought was very good. But then I realized, so I might put another Thassa in here to give this deck another win condition.
Uh-huh.
So that's something I'm considering, and I got to figure out how to go about that.
So you
mill yourself to win. Or you're basically drawing enough cards, so you're not milling yourself, but you're drawing so many cards that
you get what you want, so you might beat the player actually before you mill out, but if you're not able to, your other win condition is by Laboratory Maniac and winning that way.
Well, no, that's the main win condition, is by Laboratory Maniac. The other way to win is Elixir Immortality.
Okay. Oh.
And okay. Jace Belrin, in essence, because they'll draw their cards and
Either mill them out or you mill yourself out. Is that it?
It's not mill, because you're not taking cards from their library. Because it's Howling Mind.
Well, yeah. So basically, I mean, you just make them, you know, draw more cards. So, you know, it's their turn. They gotta, you know, they only go down back to 7. So they got, you know, so you make them draw like 20 cards, but then you gotta get rid of 13 of them.
Yeah, something
you know,
like
so
that.
So it's, you know, that, I know that math is probably very, very off. So, but I'm just saying, you know, you got them drawing 20 and go back to 8. So they gotta discard 12. Oh no. 13 go back, you know, back to that. I'm going back to school. I just don't care about magic math. Okay. Thank you.
I completely understand.
I got enough to deal with college algebra again and biology. I'm 34. So yeah, I thought I was done with that biology shit. Nope. Not anymore.
Right back at you. So what's up? You want to talk about your Esper deck or?
Yeah, it's, majority I'm not going to particularly talk about my specific one because majority of the cards that I have, it's an Esper, you know, Esper type mill type of deal, but no, it's just Esper in general and why I like playing Esper and why that I think Esper is Esper you can play in any format, which makes it better because you got so many different other ways to do it. Majority of the Esper decks that I see and see how I play is that you'll have your Planeswalkers, your Aetheline or some type of way condition that. So, you know, like, you know, mostly like in standard, you know, it's Elspeth and Jace. And pretty much Jace, actor of Thought or at Jace of, Memory Adapt. You know, either one of those Jaces, you know, it makes them appear in there. Pretty much that's the base. But the part that I like about the most is the cards that come in between to make the deck work. You know, you know, I have a couple decks looked up here. You know, some of them, you know, use 2 or 3, elixirs of immortality. You know, you got some that use Dimir charms. You know, you got some that uses, other charms as well. So why I can remember the other charms, Azorius charms. You know, those colors type bases. You know, sometimes you got more Doom Blades than others, but the best part I like about modern is there's so many other different type of counters and specs where that you can counter and draw a card, and then it's like more magic. You know, like standard, it's like your small wizard academy. It's like your little puff spells, but once you get over to modern and legacy, and that's when you know you conjugate, you know, this big humongous Kamehameha blast type type of deals where that, you know, you can counter and they just, you know, discard, you can counter this or draw a card. You know, you got more with that, you can, you know, you get your 1 or 2 drops where that you can like in the legacy that you can, you know, drop one, draw a card. You know, there's so much more into it, but it just the base if it is you know, I do like some beat downs though, but I just love controlling players. Esper, you can control the board, I think, a little bit better compared to others. Now, I think the main base trouble for Esper is your hexproof decks. You can't target this, can't target that. Only way you can do it is just Wrath Effects. And if you're not a Wrath Effect type of deck, it's done. It's just, like I said, it's just the library of choices that you can make with Esper that is awesome. And just the base of the control Esper that I like. Yes, I know there's three other colors. You jump here. And like the other color main, the two main three color type decks that I like mostly are, my top three. Really my top favorite is Rug. Rug is favorite of them all. But it's basically Rug, Esper, Jund. Those to me are the best. And I really would like to get back into Jund. Cause I know, oh, control the point of Esper, everything's good and all, but playing it for so many years, it's just like, it's, you know, it's like the fire is just going out, but I just been having the pain to play some green, man. You know, green has some shit in it, especially in Legacy and Modern, definitely has some green into it, but Esper, and like I said, I'm not gonna really get into the deck because I'm pretty much, you know, let it know, is like I said, I've went to the dark side now, and, I'm going into a new venture. So, like I said, I'm in there, but I'm not fully aware, you know, I'm not as knowledgeable as in Modern Legacy as I am in Standard. So people out there, if you have any tips or ideas or anything particular, I know my homeboy Marcel, he's been hooking me up with some ideas and everything here as well. So like I said, if you guys got any type of advice at all, or what I should be, you know, looking for, maybe some deck ideas, something like that, make sure you hit me up at, mtgbrainstorm@gmail.com. In the title line, just put deck ideas so that, you know, modern deck ideas would probably be better, so I know exactly what it is and so I can get into the game. That's what I'm gonna say. Thank you for being patient with me, and And thank you for letting me into the modern. Thank you, and the ladies. It's been great, folks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Good job. Good job. The crowd goes wild. We did it. You talked them into it.
Do the Senior Hall show. Yeah, man, I'm here to stay, man. And I'm saying, well, I'm old now, so I'm off against the older format.
There you go. I'm glad you can realize that.
Yeah, so yeah, it's like I said, with Esper, you have a lot more ideas and other formats. But it's the best part about it is just the diversity and no pressure. There's no pressure in legacy or modern. None. Because you don't got to keep up with nothing. I mean, only thing you got to keep up is finding the older cards. So it's more frustration not finding the cards you want, but you can always have enough library cards to fill in. So I love my Esper deck, but I'll let you know is that now since I'm on this plane, I am looking towards Jund and maybe some other type of planes or just, you know, some different ideas. I mean, like the deck that you were talking about earlier, you know, the Holly Mind and stuff like that. I never would have thought of that. That right there is the Payer deck. I never would have thought of that.
I saw this Death Shadows deck. Oh, this deck is awesome. So Death Shadows is a one black for a 13/13 creature that gives -X/-X, where X is your life total. So you can't put, like, your life's got to be down for this creature to be there. But this deck uses like Spellskite to drop your life. You know, Thoughtseize to drop your life, all kinds of different ways to take your life away, to sacrifice your life. There's other spells that you can sacrifice life to draw a card. It's like an ad nauseum style, I believe. Mm-hmm. So basically, you get your life all the way down, but there's a spell called Angel's Grace. If you were to lose your life, you prevent, you're not going to lose the game due to not having enough life. Yeah. And they also have Phyrexian Unlife, which is an enchantment, which does the same, that you don't lose the game if you are under your life total, so you can continue to lose life. So basically, they'll drop this creature, protect it, and suck up all their life, and then beat down with the 13/13 over a couple turns. And
I found what's the name of that card again?
It's Death Shadow, and that's probably another budget deck also that's under the radar. I don't think people know about it. It's not tier one, but it's a fun deck. Death Shadows with a Phyrexian Unlife and Angel's Grace.
Is the name of the deck or name of the card?
That's the name of the card, the Death Shadow. And the other key cards in there are those other cards.
Yeah, so I'm looking up right now. I don't see a Death Shadow.
Right, let me pull that up for you.
I mean, is it spelling death a certain type of particular way or something? I mean,
yeah, it's with an apostrophe.
Huh? Or is death apostrophe shadows? Or?
Yeah. Huh. Here we go.
Man, thank you a lot, man.
Here's a link in the show notes.
Ah, there it is. World Wake. Good set.
Yes, indeed. So, I'll find the deck for you. We can talk about it next week. I'll probably...
All right. Most definitely. Okay, yeah. See, Death Shadow gets -X/-X, where X is your life total.
So, you can pay Spellskite's, you know, its activated ability to target itself, and then you could lose any X amount of life, however much you want. I usually see him around, like, an 8/8. Because that gives them, they're basically at 5 life, which makes it 8/8, because that gives them enough to survive a lightning, lightning bolt, which is all they need. And they have the Angel's Grace, which could survive another turn. So it's an interesting deck. I think you might have fun playing with it. It's crazy.
Wild. This is what I'm talking about. That's just awesome about that, man. That is just...
See, that's the cool part about Magic Online is, like, you know, you'll play these decks that you would never...
So much crazy stuff, man. And even in, when I was playing Standard, there was this dude playing this mill deck, and it pissed me off so bad. It's crazy. I wasn't really paying attention. It was a couple weeks ago when I played this deck. I don't remember the card, but I know it was one of the newer cards in the set. Basically, is that each person draws a card. So he's playing that card multiple times. It's, I think it's like two in the blue. Mm-hmm. Dirty Knicks. And, I was constantly drawing the cards, but so was he. And when he draw cards, and I got discarding cards, and how many cards go in my graveyard, and then he started hitting me up. And then he hit me up with that mind grind and jacked my world up. It's like, you know what? It's something I've been wanting to play. And you're beating me to the punch. I'm not playing. I'm done. But yeah, I haven't seen a lot. I've seen a lot of good mill decks online.
Yeah. Play, I like it. Interesting decks. It keeps me interested in Magic.
You never know what you're going to face.
So are we going to do a moment of smoothness because we got to wrap this up, or are we just going to wrap it up as this? Yeah,
let's just do the moment of smoothness, my brother. Let's do it. We got this. Yeah, this week, moment of smoothness is going to be about, you know, you're hollering at a honey, girlfriend, wife, fiance, whatever, and you're either on your, we'll talk about both points, either on your way there, okay, we'll go with the on your way. You're on your way there, but, you know, say, hey, we're hungry. Hey, let's stop, get something to eat. What do you do?
On your way to where?
No, just say that we're on the way to a Magic tournament.
Okay.
You know, big thing, you know, you're going to be there for a couple hours and stuff, you know, and you go into the restaurant. When you go in there, order, make sure you order something that's, you know, something heavy with cheese and crackers, you know, no whole grains or anything like that. And nothing greasy. Cause one thing I hate the most is that people with greasy ass hands touching my cards, and I got the damn thumbprint of damn smudge on my plastic of my cards. I mean, literally, I had to go and watch. I hate that. If you ever go in a tournament, especially with your honey, yeah, you don't want to go in there. First of all, you don't eat nothing that's gonna give you the bubblies, and you don't want to eat nothing that's gonna give you the gas. I said, yeah, I'll take the, a long black and a pot of beans. Yeah, you know, long black is a big thing of coffee. That's something I heard that Australian say, and I thought it was pretty cool. Long black. That's what I said. But that's something that you want to do. Now, there's only one particular food that you can go that you can eat that is allowed in the Negro book, and that's fried chicken. Because you can't turn away fried chicken. I'm sorry. I know it's probably one of the most greasiest food or thing, but you're going to have to be civilized and use a fork and knife. I mean, any other greasy food, you know, you got to get rid of. But when it comes to fried chicken, if you get good fried chicken, it won't hurt your stomach. You know, but if you get that turkey fried church's chicken, that will destroy you. Don't eat it. Because what's better? You walk in. You know, got your arm around your honey and stuff and everything. You walk in, and you know, someone bumps you, and you know, right in the middle crowd, and you know, you may have some a little oily discharge. Yeah, you don't want that. you don't want that. Eat something whole grain. Eat you a sandwich, you know, with one piece of meat and you know, spread a lot of lettuce. You know, the moment of smoothness is don't be going to eat nothing crazy or that. I'm sitting across from you, right? And you're like moving, nothing right in there, and then like, then you're, man, I know what's wrong with you. Your stomach jacked up, man. You're just gonna let it rip. I do not want to smell your toots, okay? Keep your toots in your pants. So, and plus what's better? You know, you just met somebody there, and this is after. You just met somebody there, you know what I'm saying? You know, you just met them, you know, see? You know, let's, you know, just trace of cards, you know, you sit here eating, you know, look at your match cards, same thing. Don't eat nothing greasy, nothing trash. You know, you touching homegirl's cards, you know, she's looking at it, you get your smear marks all over them and stuff. Or, you know, say that, you know, it's a lucky charm night, you know. You're getting lucky, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you don't want to be, you know, doing your business, all of a sudden, toot toot. You know, yeah, you don't want that. I'm telling you. Yeah. It's the Magic Cutie is big and Twitter is at large, and that person probably talked a mess out of you. So don't do that. So that's my point on how to handle going to an event and you're eating. You're basically eating, you got to choose the right thing to eat when you go. Because when I was in, actually there's a 5K in Indianapolis June 7th that I'm seeing here, wish I can make that. But the one when I started playing Magic back in the day, That's what happened. This one kid just couldn't hold it, couldn't make it, and he just foghorned it right there, and the whole area just, I mean, people bringing Lysol and all kind of stuff. I don't know if you got this qualifier or not there though, but you know, reason what happened is the event center back in the day used to have a restaurant, a soul food restaurant around the corner.
Oh, well, they got greens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so wherever you got the food up there, you can love soul food. That's great. Eat all the soul food you want. But soul food is not a magic event. Any type of event, it could be a cosplay, Comic-Con, anything like that. You don't want to do it because it's going to be painful to you. So that's my take on it. What is your take on that type of situation on how would you handle your eating situation before going to an event?
This is why I love you, Tyrone. This is so convoluted. Oh my God. All right. So
I put you on smooth. Your toes, man. I put you on your toes, man.
I love this. Keep it smooth. Eat food. Like you're saying, greasy food is a bad thing. Because you're going to be touching other people's decks because you're going to have to cut their deck. And like you should be shuffling their deck as well. You always got to shuffle their deck. I don't care what they think or what they may say. Shuffle their deck because it prevents them from cheating and it just randomizes. So, you know, be kind. Don't have greasy fingers. A knife and a fork for fried chicken. I've never heard this, Tyrone. This is news.
Yeah, that's an emergency case only. This is usually because this is... on a Saturday, if you get a group from my family and go down to local chicken joint in Terre Haute, everybody's using their hands. But right after church, going to the same place, church, everybody in there is using, forks and knives. Due to that, everybody's in their Sunday best. Everybody won't get chicken on their clothes.
That's fair. I can respect that. I have never done it and I hope I don't have to, you know, cause I'll just pack some wet naps. You know,
See, some people ain't that smart. I mean, literally, there was one guy GP, was it that was Indianapolis a couple weeks ago, a week ago or so? And one of my buddies was telling me that there's one guy that were playing in some of the side events or something like that. There is that he was before he let anybody touch his cards, he would make them put. Sanitizer on their hands before they touch the cars.
Hey, you know what? I could almost respect that. I mean, it's a little overboard, but I could almost respect that. You know, because shit. I don't know where your fucking fingers have been, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You and your girl could have been trying to, you know, get it in right before you came to the event. You could be having sticky fingers, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or you could have just been like, oh, snap, I'm gonna get a game cut for not being there. So you might have just ran right out of the bathroom after doing this bit and not cleaning his hands, man. People are nasty.
They could be all in their nose. They could be digging for treasure.
Yes. I keep wipes on my hands. I mean, wipes in my car at all time. My daughter sneezes. Ka-choo! Wow. Right there on her face. Wipe her face. I don't play. I'm not a germaphobe though, but I majority don't keep my sense now. I don't have a job. I can't get sick. Like I said, I got my VA, but VA does not cover all the other stuff, you know. So I got, you know, and plus it's just good living. This is like, you know, like Bernie Mac said, good living, you know. So that's just all it is. It's Bernie Mac good living, baby. You know, just good living.
It's the good life.
Exactly. So you gotta keep your basically main thing is saying is choose the right foods. Keep yourself clean. You know, we talk about this stuff all the time, but y'all suckers ain't listening, man. I mean, literally. Okay, and this is another question. Another more smooth. This is a quick question. If you see somebody come out of the stall and about to hit the door, would you say anything to him about washing his hands?
It's not your business. You know, it really, I mean, you're just fronting him off in front of everybody. You could be like, what? I mean.
No, I'm talking about it's just you and him in the bathroom. It's you and him.
And nobody you just look at a motherfucker. I mean, you can say something. You nasty motherfucker.
As he leaves. Oh, man.
Don't shake my hand. I don't know.
And he's someone you got to play.
I'd be like, I was in the bathroom. I would front him off. If that was the case, like, I would front him off when we were at the table. Like, I'm not shaking your hand. I just seen you not wash your hand at the bathroom. You'd be like, oh. Yeah, I mean, there's a certain, I don't know. I think you're a grown man. That's on people's choices. Oh, but another thing.
It's that type of world, man. It's that type of world.
Yeah, another thing, though, I recommend people, if you can't handle spicy food, don't go get your Chipotle burrito and put hella hot sauce on there. Because you're going to get the bubble guts, and then you're going to be on that toilet longer than you should be. Mm-hmm. Holding it up for everybody else and at the same time destroying it. So, you know, and plus I got, yeah, the beans and the burrito and, the cheese and the burrito, like, no, you're setting yourself up for failure there, or you're setting us up for failure at the GP. So don't do that, you know. Friends don't love friends too at the events.
My word of advice, if this ever happens, and cause sometimes there's a place there that you just have to eat. And it's like, there's no other choice that you gotta eat something. All right, this is my word of advice to do. If you choose to do this, there is a key of fixing this here. And this has worked for me when I was in the military. And I add a new little mixture to it. Now, I don't know if you really know, is that you know that now they now serve Nexiums over the counter now. So you can buy Nexiums over the counter without a prescription now. They're not as high as dose, but I've been taking them, and it's been having the same good effect as the regular Nexiums as you get from the doctor.
What does that do? What is Nexium?
Oh, Nexium is like Prevacid, you know, heartburn type stuff. You know, sometimes you know your stomach be rumbling, you know, you're going like that because your heartburn's coming up and you're looking all weaving, and then when you're going, then the heartburn comes out of your mouth and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I believe in Tums. I carry a pack of Tums with me. You know, Tums give rid of a lot of heart.
Tums are a little bit more fast acting, but right now I'm telling you, if you got a problem with heartburn, I promise you, I take one Nexium every 2 days.
Okay.
And I mean, I eat the jalapenos, the hot sauce on top of my grits and chicken, and the spicy mustard, barbecue sauce, all that stuff. And you know, this heavy spice, and I feel nothing. When I don't take it, I can tell when I take it. But once I take one, well, a glass of milk is on. But the thing, the secret, go to your Dollar General, your dollar stores, and buy like 2 or 3 packs of their brand of Ammonium AD. That will save your life.
The ibuprofens.
Ammonium AD ones. Yeah, buy those.
Yeah, I love shit. Hangover cure. I pop 3 ibuprofens. I'm usually good. Ibuprofen's a lifesaver. And you know, I like spicy food. Like I need it. Like everything I got's gotta have something on there. I can't eat bland food.
No. So, my wife, she gets on me. Hey, you got Sydney salt? Yeah, and some hot sauce? Yeah, and some chili powder. I'm like, yeah. That's delicious. That's all in your grits. That's delicious. I'm telling you, man, chili powder, oh, so good.
Oh shit, so now I gotta try. I can't wait to come out there, Tyrone.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when you come here and like I said, if there was an event in Dallas and that, you know, and that you're just, I say, I don't know, and you know, it's like Saturday, Sunday, but if you can like stay a day, like a Monday, leave on a Tuesday or something like that, just come down and I'll drive you back down to Dallas, man. I'm telling you, man, I will cook up some of the most amazing shit that you guys will ever eat, man. I swear. It's some of the best food that I learned from my grandparents. I'm telling you, anybody comes to Dallas and comes to, if there's an event in Dallas coming, I'm big your caterer. I'm telling you, I'll just pack up the food and put it in my car and I'll drive it down there and we'll hit up somewhere in the event center and we just eat or just find somewhere to eat wherever. I mean, it doesn't matter, but I know a whole bunch of good places to eat in Dallas, you know, and you know, have some fun, you know. I don't do the club thing no more because I don't need to do the club thing because I like my money, and don't get me started on that one. Anyway, well, yeah, man, yeah, that's
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, that's it. Just remember, the smallest smoothness is just do the right thing, eat the right foods. If you got no choice, Ammonium AD, save your life. And don't forget about the deck ideas for Modern Legacy. I'm in it to win it now. So if you can help me with some deck ideas, and remember, I'm the budget dude. And, you know, don't see me nothing but Tormagoy's in it. Don't see me nothing with Jace the Mind Sculptor's in it, because I ain't no way in hell I'm paying that much money for a freaking car that is good. Jace is still broken. But anyway, I'm not paying that much for a car, especially for damn Tormagoy, or that I can have ways to destroy that way. Easy enough. So, deck ideas, send them in. Marcel, what's up? Last words, my friend.
Last words, you better check it out. Check out Brainstorm Brewery, episode 100. We just recorded that last week.
Congratulations, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. That was a hell of a work. Oh, my God. I spent too much time editing.
100 episodes, man. 100. I mean, that's like hitting 100 episode of, like, Seinfeld or something, man. That's amazing. I mean, if you're able to do 100 shows and you guys have not listened to them or shown no respect to these guys, come on, man. Show them some love, man. Get the word out there. I mean, this is a great accomplishment. If I could, I would give y'all trophies.
Right on. I appreciate it. But yeah, check it out. If you get caught up, we went through basically our greatest hits, you can say. So you get a lot of the funny shit that we did over the years, and you get to see how we've grown as a podcast. I put a lot of work into the episode. I hope that you guys like it. If not, I really don't care because it's out there and we got it going. So, you know, check us out next week. I think we'll be out here next week for the Smooth Brothers.
Oh, yeah. I got nothing else to do. So, forget you, AT&T. That's all I got to say.
And boycott AT&T. Switch over to service now.
Support if you got no choice, and I'm telling you right now, you think about getting U-verse, don't do it. I don't know if I'm so outgated of what saying what wise though, but it's to say it's not as reliable as they say it is. So
there you go. Get the most for the value for your money. You know, don't buy bad products.
No, if you got fiber in the area, go for it. It's well worth the money.
There you go. So check us out next week. We're out of here.
Peace.